It's WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Watch This is here with you until 7 p.m. And we have Daryl on the phone. Are you there, Daryl? Can you hear me all right, Daryl? No? Daryl? Daryl, you hear me? Oh, I lost him. Looks like he's got to call on back in. So, Daryl Wolfen is my guest today. He's going to be doing the movie quiz as well as See It, Watch It, Skip It. Call on back in, Daryl. Here we go. WMFO, you are on the air. WMFO, you are on the air. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Welcome, Daryl Wolfenden. My little brother who just had a baby girl.
Baby.
He had a niece.
That's right.
Are you getting any sleep?
I am, Uncle Chris. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So
barely any sleep, but sleep nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. That's good. How's Jenna doing?
Mama's doing well. She is currently giving me a look as though I need to probably look to the baby in just about 15 minutes, but have some time to call into Uncle Chris's radio show and check in, and excited to participate in one of the activities that you have going on, which I believe is Rent C, or what was the other category?
We're going to do See It, Rent It, or Watch It. We'll do that first, then I'll give you the quiz. I won't take up more than 15 minutes of your time, then you can check on baby Madison, make sure everything's going well.
Well, maybe I can even bring her in here, too.
Oh!
If you don't mind having some wailing baby in the background.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Over the radio waves.
So let me tell you how Skip It, Watch It, how this goes. I'm sorry. So let me tell you what I do here for this section. It's basically called See It, Rent It, or Skip It. So we do the top 10 movies of the week. And all you basically do is say See It, Rent It, Skip It. Or if you have a little story about the movie, if you saw it or don't want to see it, just tell me that. So the first one is number 10. It is Isle of Dogs. It's made $3.5 million in the week. It's a Wes Anderson movie. It's got an 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb. It's set in Japan. The Isle of Dogs follows a story of a boy's odyssey in search of his lost dog. I want to see this one. I haven't gotten a chance to, but I am going to see this rather than rent it or skip it. How about yourself, Daryl? I know you're a Wes Anderson fan.
You know, I am a Wes Anderson fan, Chris. However, I'm going to go ahead and say rent it for two reasons. One, going to be a bit tough getting out of the house with this little baby Madison.
There you go.
My hands tied up. However, I'm also going to rent it because with a Wes Anderson film, I like to geek out from my home as opposed to the theater and really enjoy it and pause and rewatch some of the, you know, fun mise-en-scene type of scenes. So I'll be renting this one and very much looking forward to it.
All right. So to see it from me, it's a rent it from Daryl. And that's understandable. How about this next one? It's Traffic. It was number 9 this week in the top 10 movies. It made $3.9 million in its first week. It is rated R. It's a thriller. It's got a 7.3 out of 10, which is pretty good for IMDb. It says it's a couple who is off for a romantic weekend in the mountains, and they're accosted by a biker gang. Alone in the mountains, Bria and John defend themselves against the gang, who will stop at nothing to protect their secrets. I am going to skip this one. I don't know. Maybe I'll rent it. I'm going to skip this for now, though, because Traffic, to me, the better movie is the one with Michael Douglas that came out in the year 2000 that was about drug trafficking. So I think I'm going to skip this one. How about yourself?
I'm going to skip it, too. All I can associate that title with is, I believe, Benicio Del Toro and Michael Douglas, a great movie from, I think it was from 2000 or 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And plus that, you know, that doesn't really appeal to me. How can you protect yourself against the biker gang? Let's be honest.
That's right. The biker gang's going to get you no matter what. Unless you're Pee Wee Herman, then you make friends with him and you're all set. Right?
Great point.
PW.
Yeah, go ahead and skip it.
All right, we got to skip it from both of us for Traffic. Number 8 is Black Panther. It made another $4.9 million. It made $681.4 million in its 10 weeks out so far. Everybody knows what Black Panther is about. I saw this one and I enjoyed it. I don't think it's as great as everybody's been saying, but I think it's worth seeing. How about yourself, Daryl?
Yeah, I would say watch it. I saw it in theaters as well. I thought that it was very entertaining, and I think for a superhero movie, it was a little different, which is always nice since we're being pounded by Marvel Studios in DC with all of these new moneymakers, so it was a bit refreshing. However, it wasn't as deep as people are putting it out as, so I think from the entertainment standpoint, it's definitely a watch, but not something I would watch again.
All right, there we go. We got two watches. Go see it in the movies. Next one is Blockers, but it's really Cock Blockers because there's a rooster on the poster and nobody seems to be saying that. It made 6.8 over the weekend, spent out for 3 weeks, $48 million overall. It's about a bunch of parents that try to stop their daughters from losing their virginity on prom night. I am going with Rent This. 1 hour and 42 minutes. It's a comedy. It's rated R. And it's got a 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb. How about yourself, Daryl?
I'm going to agree with you, and I'm actually more interested to see how John Cena, famous for his WWE superstar status, mm-hmm. does as a comedic actor in this role. I think it should be pretty entertaining. I believe that Leslie Mann, who's always been a really entertaining actress as well, mm-hmm. will make it worth a watch. And let's be honest, my wife is going to force me to watch it anyways at some point. So
there you go.
I'm going to go ahead and Rent It.
Very good. All right. Two Rent-Its for Blockers. Next one, it is 1, 9, 8, 7, 6. Number six is Ready Player One. It's made a total of $126 million. It made 7.4 over the weekend. It's been out for 4 weeks. It's by Steven Spielberg. It's a big sci-fi action adventure, like all big sci-fi action adventures from Steven Spielberg. I want to see it. Still haven't. It's rated PG-13. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes. It is got a 7.8, a nice high rating on IMDb. Daryl, is this one that you think you're going to be able to sneak out and see in the movies, or you're going to rent it? I don't think you're going to skip this one. Ready Player One's right up our alley.
It's right up our alley, Chris, but I am just so torn because this movie reminds me a lot of one of my favorite science fiction novels, Snow Crash. And to see that is not going to come into theaters because of that kind of virtual reality or escapism that is, now being portrayed through this movie as much as it was also in The Matrix really breaks my heart. I'll still see it, but reluctantly see it because I'm just still heartbroken that my favorite novel in the science fiction realm is not going to make it because of this movie's success. So, see it.
All right. So, is it a see it? It's a see it in the theater. Or is it a rent it?
I think it's going to be more of a rent it, but it seems like a movie that you would want to see in the theater because of the high action and because of the visual effects as well.
All right. So it's a see it from me, and it's on the cusp of see it and rent it for Daryl. Truth or Dare, number five. It made $7.8 million in its second week. It's made $30 million overall. Harmless game of truth or dare among friends turns deadly when someone or something begins to punish those who tell a lie or refuse the dare. It's got a whopping 4.5 out of 10 on IMDb. It is a thriller horror movie rated PG-13. I'm a big skip it on this one. How about you, Daryl? Truth or Dare? It's a horror movie. Maybe it'll make one of Chris's Halloween parties one of these next few years, but for right now, it's a skip it for me.
You know what? Playing Truth or Dare, I'm going to say the truth. The truth is, I don't want to see this. I have no interest in seeing this. Even if you dared me to do it, I would be very reluctant to do it. It looks like garbage. It looks like something that we've seen before. I'm passing.
All right, two passes for Truth or Dare. Number four is Super Troopers. It's Super Troopers 2, rather, made $15.2 million over the weekend in its first week. They actually had a promotion where they were in a coffee shop passing out coffee and donuts not too long ago, a couple weeks ago here in Massachusetts. It's got a 7.2 out of 10, so it's doing pretty good for being a comedy. Hour and 39 minutes, rated R, like all good comedies, around that 90-minute mark and rated R. I'm going to go with, I'm on the cusp of this one. I think it's a definite rent it for me. I'm not going to skip it. I probably won't see it unless I have somebody that's a diehard that wants to see Super Troopers 2 in the theater. I got a few more movies that I need to see before this one. How about you, Daryl?
I'm probably also going to rent it, but if I could, I would see it. I would see it with as many people who appreciate this group together. They're hilarious. If I could see it right now, I would. Little Super Trooper reference, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will absolutely, at the very least, rent this one. Very excited for it.
All right.
So many years in the making.
We got, exactly. Yeah, it's Super Troopers 2, and the other one came out years ago by the group Broken Lizard, of course. And they play a bunch of border dispute people between the U.S. and Canada. They're tasked with establishing the highway patrol station in the disputed area. And it's doing pretty well so far. So wish some success on Super Troopers 2. We both are going to rent this one. Number three is $16 million over the weekend for Amy Schumer's I Feel Pretty. She's around again. She's got the worst ratings ever on this with a 3.9 out of 10. She hits her head and falls down and feels pretty. That's the whole thing. It's an hour and 50 minutes. It's rated PG-13, which is kind of surprising for Amy Schumer since she's usually pretty raunchy. I am going to rent this one probably because I do like Amy Schumer and I want to see what train wreck she put out. how about yourself, Daryl?
You know, I typically would say skip it, but a fun story with I Feel Pretty. They were filming directly in front of where I work, and when I was let out for work one day, it happened that I was crossing the street, and I heard the word action. I see a very confident, blonde-haired woman walking directly next to me, walked across the street with this woman, happened to maybe have been in a shot for this movie, so I want to watch it to see if I made it in. I Feel Pretty, I'll see it. Just because I want to see, selfishly, if my 210-pound frame looks good on camera. So I Feel Pretty, let's rent it.
There you go. All right, so we got two rent-its for Amy Schumer's I Feel Pretty. Number two this week is The Rock with Rampage. It made $20 million over the weekend, $66 million total, and it's 2 weeks of being out. Rampage for me is a video game. I am going to rent this one. I like all these Rock movies that are coming out, though. Action Adventures, hour 49 minutes, PG-13. It's got a 6.4 out of 10. People seem to like this one. What about you, Daryl? You like The Rock? You going to go see Dwayne Johnson in the theaters or rent it or skip it?
You know, I'll rent it, but I'm being very cautious with The Rock. I feel like he's been kind of putting out that same type of role in a lot of his different action thrillers. I want to see something new from them eventually, but great game. A lot of memories with playing Rampage at home with brother Chris, so I think that it'll be a rented, but really in the future I want to see The Rock do something a little different.
All right, so in the future, it looks like a couple of rent-its for us for Rampage. And as an aside, you can actually get a mini Rampage arcade game in Walmart right now. It's pretty awesome. It's in color, and it's about the size of your fist, and it costs you $20. They got these mini arcade classics that I'm really liking coming out of Walmart. The number one movie of the week, sneaking back from Rampage last week, A Quiet Place is back at number one in its third week of release, $20.9 million. It's a horror movie that's made $131.3 million so far. And it's written and directed by Jim from The Office. It's Jim from The Office, but it's John Krasinski. I'm looking forward to this one. It's got an 8.1 out of 10. Drama, horror, sci-fi. You know me, I love a good horror movie. I love a good drama, sci-fi, horror movie. Rated PG-13, 90 minutes long. Getting great reviews. I'm very happy for this guy. I can't wait to see it. I haven't yet, but it's a big see it for me for Quiet Place. How about you, Daryl?
I fully agree. I think it's going to be a big see it. Big Krasinski fan, not just from The Office, but he's done some other fun work as well that I think he's going to come out and do a really good job. I think that horror movies are hard to come by as of late, and I think that we're only seeing about, you know, 2 to 3 really watchable ones every year, and I think that it's a very hard genre to actually make. So very excited for this one. I believe Emily Blunt, his wife, is also in the movie,
right?
So it should be pretty fun to see those two together. Big time watch it, and looking forward to it.
All right, that's A Quiet Place. We got two watch its. Go and see that one in the movie. Spend you $50 or $60 for the night. Get a couple of drinks and a couple of tickets to go see Quiet Place. All right, the next thing we're going to do here, if you're ready, Daryl, unless you have to check on the baby, I'm going to check on my niece.
The baby's good. Baby's napping. I just got the thumbs up. I am on and I am ready for this quiz.
All right. And the wife is good? Jenna's doing good?
Wife is good. Wife says hello.
All right. Hello, Jenna. Maybe you could phone a friend if she'd like to help you with the quiz. You can always phone a friend here. So this
I might just do that.
This is the alpha genre movie quiz today. So it's Chris's big movie quiz. And every week I give you 12 movies that are in a specific genre that I think you should see before you die. Of course, there may be more than 12, but I picked 12 for the week. And this week, Daryl, it's the superhero movie, which I think it's right up your alley. I think you'll do all right on this one.
All right.
So what happens is the person that takes the quiz, my guest, either gets a copy of a good DVD or a crappy DVD. And this week's DVD of the week, do you have Batman Begins?
You know, I don't even know. I don't believe I do.
All right. It is Batman Begins or it's Graffiti Bridge by Prince. So if you get seven or above, you will get Batman Begins. All right.
Perfect. Here we go.
The 12 superhero movies that I picked for the week. And the 12 superhero movies you need to watch before you die. First one is Iron Man. The second one is Watchmen. The third one is Batman Begins. The fourth is The Dark Knight. The fifth is Dark Knight Rises. The sixth is Superman from 1978. Logan is the next one. The original X-Men from 2000. Spider-Man 2. Guardians of the Galaxy. Superman 2. And finally, 300. So the very first question will be following in that order. So for Iron Man, what is Iron Man's first name? The first 10 questions, by the way, Daryl, are multiple choice. And then the last two are fill in the blank bonus questions. So you need to get seven or above. What is Iron Man's first name? Is it Bob? Is it Mike? Is it Joe? Or is it Tony?
It is Tony.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct. It is Tony Stark. That is right. All right. Very good so far. In the movie, The Watchmen, who is the big blue guy? Is it Rorschach? Is it the Blue Beaver? Is it Dr. Manhattan? Or is it Papa Smurf?
Oof. It's a good one. Great graphic novel as well as movie. I'm going to go with Dr. Manhattan.
That is correct. It is Dr. Manhattan. All right, two for two. Number three, what actor plays Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins? Is it Christian Bale? Is it Gary Oldman? Is it Liam Neeson? Or is it Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Ooh. Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think that I'm going to go with C, Liam Neeson.
That is correct.
I know it was the C for... Perfect.
That is correct. In The Dark Knight Returns, which are the two villains that fight Batman? Are they A, Bane and Talia, B, Joker and Catwoman, C, Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy, or D, Two-Face and the Joker?
Was Bane?
Well,
the category of Bane, I didn't recognize the second...
It's
bad guy, but
want me to read it again?
Yeah.
In The Dark Knight Returns, which two villains fight Batman? Is it Bane, Talia, Joker, Catwoman, Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy, or Two-Face, the Joker?
It was the Bane selection. Yes, Bane and Talia.
Talia? That is incorrect.
Yeah.
The second one was Two-Face and the Joker. The third one in The Dark Knight Rises has Bane and Talia.
Ah, okay.
That's all right. You got three
I'm
for four. Three for four. Next one is from The Dark Knight Rises. Who plays the character John Blake? Is it A, Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Is it B, Tom Hardy? Is it C, Cillian Murphy? Or is it D, Matthew Modine?
I believe it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And I believe that he is supposed to be the new Robin.
That is correct. That is correct. Four for five. Yes, we do learn in the spoilers at the end of the movie that John Blake is actually going to be Robin. He finds the Batcave at the end of the movie. All right, number six. You're doing pretty well. You got four. You got four out of five so far. All right, when did Superman first come out? Was it A, 1978? Was it B, 1981? Was it C, 1980? Or was it D, 1984?
Ooh.
The original Superman.
Ooh, okay. Now, Superman, feeling like it's... I'm pretty sure it was in the 70s.
be 80. Let's go with my gut. I'm going to say 78.
That is correct. The first Superman was 1978. All right, next one, number 7. Who plays Caliban in the movie Logan? Is it A, Larry King? Is it B, Hugh Jackman? Is it C, Stephen Merchant? Or is it D, Ricky Gervais? Have you seen Logan yet?
I saw Logan, and I believe it's Stephen Merchant. It's not Ricky Gervais. It's Stephen Merchant. It has to be Stephen Merchant.
That is correct. You got it. Yeah, it was a great movie. I loved it. I really enjoyed Logan. In the very first X-Men, which X-Men does not show up in the original X-Men movie? Is it A, Cyclops? Is it B, Storm? Is it C, the Beast? Or is it D, Phoenix?
Well, I don't think we see Phoenix in the first movie. I think that happens later, so I'm going to say Phoenix.
That is correct. You got the DVD. You got your 7. Let's do the rest of them. You got a copy of Batman Begins this week. Spider-Man 2. Who is Dr. Octopus? Is it A, Alfred Molina? Is it B, Kirsten Dunst? Is it C, Tobey Maguire? Or is it D, William Dafoe? In Spider-Man 2, who is Dr. Octopus? Doc Ock.
Who is the first actor?
Alfred Molina? Kirsten Dunst? It is correct. Alfred Molina, that is correct. Number 10, Guardians of the Galaxy. Rocket is a what? Is he a beaver, a tree, a raccoon, or a squirrel?
Mr. Rocket Raccoon. He is a raccoon.
That is correct. 9 for 10. And finally, the two questions that are not multiple choice. Let's see if you can answer these. For bonuses, who plays General Zod in Superman 2? What's the name of the actor?
Oh.
I'm going to want a hint.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little hint. One of my friend's names, his first name, begins with the actor's name. It's an Irish name. Final guess?
I don't know the actor's name.
It is Terrence Stamp is the name. Terrence Stamp.
Oh, I was right with the Terrence part. Right?
Yes, Terrence Stamp. That's right. And finally,
do I get 0.5 for that one?
you get a 0 for that one. But you're still 10 for 11 right now. So going into the last one, going into number 12, in the movie 300, how many Spartans are going to fight up against the 300,000 Persian soldiers?
600.
That's correct. 300. That is correct. All right. So you got the DVD this week. You ended up getting two wrong. You got 10 out of 12 was the total. Very good. Good job.
All right.
And you've got the highest score, actually, of all the quiz players this time here on Watch This in its 5 weeks of existence.
Well, I'm going to have to come back and compete against some of the other winners or some of the other higher scorers.
We should have to. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll have a superstar. Watch This return. Maybe I'll do a quiz week. And just do 2 hours of quizzes with the former participants. That would be pretty fun.
Yeah, looking at you, George Wolfenden.
Yeah. George did pretty well. He got like 8 out of 12, I think. And he had the mobster movies that week. So very good. I will bring you over. I have a baby carriage for you and a Batman Begins DVD.
And when Madison turns
13, she can watch Batman Begins with Uncle Chris and Mommy and Daddy.
I'm sure she'll be very much looking forward to that. This was a lot of fun, Chris. Thank you very much for having me on. And very soon I'll make my way into the studio.
All right, man.
We'll do this in person.
All right. Give Madison a kiss from me and your wife as well, and you guys get some rest. I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Chris. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Yep. Bye-bye. Daryl Wolfenden here on Watch This with Chris Searle. We are in the middle of Sign of the Times with Prince. I'll be back in a moment. I'll tell you a little bit more about Sign of the Times from 1987. Watch This is here with you until 7 p.m.
Look at the bag you saw over here, ladies. Thank you.
was your man. Hey, hey, when I was your man. If I was your best friend, would you let me take care of you and do all the things that only a best friend can? Oh, only best friends can. Help me pick out your clothes before we go out. Not that you're helpless, but sometimes, sometimes those are the things that being in love's about. If I was your one and only friend, would you run to me if somebody hurt you, even if that somebody was me? For some time. Well, then could we just hang out? I mean, could we go to a movie? Could we ride together? 'Cause to me, baby, that would be so fine. Baby, can I dress you? I mean, help you pick out your clothes before we go out. Listen, girl, I ain't saying you're helpless, but sometimes, sometimes those are the things that being in love's about. Sugar, do you know what I'm saying to you this evening? Maybe you think I'm being a little self-centered, but I say I wanna be all of the things you are to me. Surely, surely you can see.
Necessary for me to go out of the room just because you want to undress? We don't have to make children to make love. And we don't have to make love to have an orgasm. Your body is what I'm all about. Can you see? I'll show you. Why not? You can do it because I'm your friend. I'd do it for you. Of course I'd undress in front of you. And when I'm naked, what shall I do? How can I make you see that it's cool? Can't you just trust me? If I was your girlfriend, you could. Oh yeah, I think so. Listen, for you naked, I will dance a ballet. Would that get you off? Tell me what will. If I was your girlfriend, would you tell me? Would you let me sleep naked then? Would you let me give you a bath? Would you let me tickle you so hard you'd laugh and laugh? And would you let me kiss you there? You know, down there where it counts. I'll do it so good, I swear I'll drink every ounce. Then I'd hold you tight and hold you long, and together we'll stare into silence. We'll try to imagine what it looks like. Yeah. We'll try to imagine what silence looks like. Yeah, we'll try to imagine what silence looks like. Yeah. We'll try.
You're listening to Watch This with Chris Earle on WMFO Medford. Sign of the Times from 1987 is the third of the five flicks today. All Prince stuff today. It's a documentary. It was filmed at Paisley Park, 1987. Also some live performances that he filmed over in Rotterdam, I believe. It's PG-13. It's an hour and 25 minutes. Some suggestive dancing in it. Director was Prince and Albert Magnoli. He helped him out. Who also had helped Prince with Purple Rain. It's actually really good. It's a great concert movie. It's actually not available in the U.S. I guess it came out on Showtime for a short time. I don't know if it's still on there, but the DVD's in Canada and overseas, but it was never released here, and they're in talks of finally releasing that. And the background is You Got the Look, Long Look, which was a 12-inch single that came out with Prince and Sheena Easton, of course, who shows up in the movie. Again, the movie's pretty much, you know, them dancing on a stage and jumping around, and it's pretty awesome. He has the whole band on there from that 1987 time period, and this is probably my favorite period of Prince. It's got an 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb. I'm actually going to take back what I said earlier. Even though I said Purple Rain was probably my favorite of the five today, this one probably is, because it really gives you a look at Prince and his musicianship and how great every single member of his band was and just how tight everybody was together. And it's really, really good. Check it out if you can. And some great, great music from Sign of the Times double album. And also he puts in some snippets from some past hits in Sign of the Times as well. Again, came out the 20th of November, 1987. And it's Prince with Sheila E., Sheena Easton, Dr. Fink, Miko Weaver, Levi Caesar Jr., Eric Leeds, and Atlanta Bliss, the horn section, Wally Safford, Gregory, Alan Brooks, Bonnie Boyer, and Kat, who is the dancer in Sign of the Times, and some other videos around this time. So this is the time when he did the Black Album and Sign of the Times, right before the Love Sexy album and the Batman album, which is coming up next. So enjoy the rest of You Got the Look. It's Watch This with Chris Earle. Next movie up is Batman from 1989 with the Prince soundtrack. Thanks for listening, and thanks for watching WMFO Medford.
Dream we all dream of.
Oh, please.
Boy versus girl. can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
All right, here comes number four of the five flicks today. It is Batman from 1989. Soundtrack by Prince and the score by Danny Elfman. Watch this here on WMFO Medford.
after we will see. So I can't go like a jerk. Systematic overthrow of the hunting class. Hollywood conjures images of the past. New world needs spirituality that will last. I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it works. If there's life after, we will see. So I can't go like a jerk. Yellow smiley offers me X. Like it's drinking 7-Up.
You're listening to Watch This with Chris Earle. Fourth film of the five flicks today is Batman from 1989. Danny Elfman did the score, and Prince, of course, did the soundtrack. In the background is The Future. It's a remix that came out in England that I picked up while I was there, which was pretty cool. Yeah, it's got an electric chair and Future remix, which I really like, and I'm going to talk right over it for you and tell you about Batman. It's a 1989 superhero film by Tim Burton, who did Beetlejuice and a bunch of others. Of course, it had Jack Nicholson as the Joker and Michael Keaton. The budget ballooned up to a little over $40 million, and it ended up making $411 million. It's got a 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb. It's 2 hours and 6 minutes. It's PG-13 action-adventure movie. And the writer is Sam Hamm did the story, and of course Bob Kane, who was the Batman creator, also helped out with the movie. I'm actually not a huge fan of the movie. I like Jack Nicholson in it. Michael Keaton's okay as Batman. I didn't really like his Bruce Wayne, and it was just very sparse to me. Tim Burton, it's like it was too, you know, it was dark, but it wasn't dark in the way that the later ones are, like Batman Begins and The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises. Those are my three favorite. I mean, three of my favorite superhero movies altogether. So I had to wait a while in order to get that. But it has the best soundtrack, in my opinion. Batman soundtrack. Prince was going to do a song or two, and then he decided to do an entire soundtrack. And, of course, he had a whole bunch of other songs, too, that were throwaways that saw B-sides like 200 Balloons and Rave to the Joy Fantastic and some others. But, yeah. Great soundtrack. I think it's overlooked in the Prince catalog now. A lot of Prince fans don't really go back and look at this one since it was a soundtrack to a movie, but it's good. And, well, of course, Under the Cherry Moon and Purple Rain were soundtracks to movies as well, but, of course, they were Prince projects, and this was the first project that was not Prince's. And it also had him start doing other movies, and he'd start contributing some other songs to movies. Like around this time, he submitted Good Love to Bright Lights Big City soundtrack with Michael J. Fox, came out in around the same time, 1988. And later on, you know, Happy Feet had a nice Prince song in it. Bamboozled, really lousy Spike Lee movie, had a great Prince song in it. 3121 had some stuff around the same time for that album. Anyway, it's Batman, and Prince did the soundtrack from 1989. As we say goodbye to Prince for the second year he's been away, I decided to do a special edition to Watch This today. And thanks again to my brother Daryl calling in and doing See It, Rent It, Watch It, and the now showing See It, Rent It, Watch It top 10 box office of the week here, and also taking part in the Alpha Genre Quiz. We did superheroes this week, and he got 10 out of 12 and earned himself a Batman Begins DVD. Rather than the awful, awful Graffiti Bridge DVD that he would have won as the consolation prize. Back in a moment. Enjoy some Batman, and we'll be going into the fifth and final of the five flicks today. Prince's Graffiti Bridge from 1990. First of the five. I hated this movie. It's Graffiti Bridge from 1990. It's got a 4.3 out of 10, so it's doing better than Amy Schumer's movie out there on the scores. But it has a couple good laughs in it. It stars Prince, Morris Day, Ingrid Chavez, and Jerome Benton. Jerome and Morris are fantastic in this. They were, you know, Jerome was great in Under the Cherry Moon, and he was great with Morris Day in Purple Rain. So this is a sequel of sorts. It's 90 minutes long. It's PG-13. It's pretty much incoherent. Like, Ingrid Chavez plays some kind of angel that comes down, and there's rivalry between the kid and Morris, and Morris wants to take over the three clubs that are, like, on the block, like, right across the street from one another, and there's nobody outside but hundreds of people inside the clubs, and it's just all over the place. It's a goddamn mess is what it is. But had some pretty good... At the time, it had a pretty good soundtrack. Now it sounds very, very dated to me. Not one of my favorites. At the time, I loved it. But now I just like look back and I'm like, yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, Graffiti Bridge. Check it out once. You'll have yourself a laugh. There's so many moments in it that are just like, I don't know what the hell is going on in this movie. Check it out. If anything, you can see Ingrid Chavez get hit by a bus at the end. He hits by a Jeep. And then goes up to heaven and then Morris and Prince hug, and it's all over, and everybody's happy. I don't get it. Whatever. Graffiti Bridge. Watch this. Five flicks. Enjoy the rest of your evening, everyone. Big Picture coming up next with Derek and Shay. My name is Chris Searle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, here in Medford.
Everybody wants to fight, but people don't. gotta do this. I got the noise. I got to do this, man.
The pump the big noise. Come on, in the house.
Yeah, y'all, here we go. Pumping the big noise in the night. Get us back.